Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. You know, it's a Wednesday, and on Wednesdays, we always deal with environmental and outdoor themes. And that's it's no different today. We're going to be talking about a really cool park, and it's a different kind of park. And I know you're going to enjoy hearing about it with our guest, Sonia Neuenhaus, who I'll talk to in just a minute. But first, you know, we're in our Public Radio Winter Member Drive, and we have some messages for you. You count on the Ideas Network for great talks, and it's your gift, any amount that makes those discussions possible. And, of course, listener support is our largest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so, so, so important. And WPR's Keely Baltina is joining us for the show today. Keely, welcome, and how are we doing on this drive?
Hey, Larry, thanks for having me here. We are doing really spectacularly. I want to give a big shout out to people who gave last hour. Thank you to everyone who stepped up and supported Wisconsin Public Radio. During this program, we have a goal of 25 gifts.
And these goals are important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussions going strong on the Ideas Network. So give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public radio is different than other kinds of radio, other kinds of media. I mean, what does public radio mean? Public radio just means really listener-supported radio.
And we certainly love the business contributions and federal and state tax dollars we receive, but listener support is still the largest source of funding for our WPR program. So your contribution, any amount, really matters at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Thank you so much for being a WPR listener, a listener to The Larry Mueller Show. And thanks to everyone who's already a member. It is that listener support, your support, that makes WPR an unparalleled resource in Wisconsin and outside of the state.
And because WPR is your radio home, I hope you'll support it right now. Make the news, the talk, the music possible with your first ever gift, maybe $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
My name is Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
And we are grateful to you, and thank you so much for your support. What about you? You can go to WPR.org or maybe phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Your support today keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong, and your contribution, I don't know, could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount, and we appreciate and we count on it.
You know, the other benefit here, Larry, is that this is not a difficult thing to donate to WPR. Giving to Wisconsin Public Radio is super easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount you want to give, and how you want to pay.
Just takes a couple of minutes to make your contribution to WPR, and those few minutes fund your daily listening. And your support right now makes a big difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We are looking for 25 people to support WPR programs here on The Larry Mueller Show. When you're one of them, you help us meet our goal. WPR is listener-powered, and that is why your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And today only, we ask for your special thank you gift bundle package. You could ask for that. Get your WPR T-shirt and mug with your gift of $20 a month or more, which is $2 a month savings. So you can ask for yours at WPR.org or at 888 202-2552. I really like that T-shirt.
It's great. And I mean, a deal plus a T-shirt and a matching mug. I don't understand how there's any downside to this right now. One more point. If you're not a sustainer, you can become one right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from a bank account or a credit card. You do that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You can provide reliable support for the programs that you love.
Keith and Egan strikes me, and Egan, Minnesota, strikes me as a smart guy. He says, I donate for Larry's nature show. I like
it.
That. Susan in Brookfield says, I learn something every day. Your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Can you come back, talk to me a little later, will you?
I think I can handle that.
Okay, great. Because I really now am eager to turn to Sonia Neuenhaus. Sonia is the lead developer and LLC president of Prairie Wind and Prairie Wind Community, an investor-owned community. And Sonia, welcome first. Great to see your face again.
Thank you, Larry. It's wonderful.
Yeah, well, it's fun to see you. You describe Prairie Wind as an investor-owned community park. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people scratching their heads and wondering, what the heck is that? So tell us what it is.
Sure. So it's a 35-acre beautiful parcel of land in the city limits of Viroqua, Wisconsin, in the Driftless region. And it's mostly a field with some woods, but it has a beautiful dark sky and magnificent rolling, gently rolling hills. And we launched it in July of 2020. So 35 acres that are owned by people like you and me to protect this land for future generations and enjoy it today.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've been onto your site and have looked at it. It looks beautiful. I guess I can see why you chose that area. Was there a particular reason for picking that area in the Viroqua area?
Sure. So we weren't actually looking to create a park, but my husband, Cecil Wright, who's tapping maple trees right now, was looking for a site for our growing soccer field program. So he was on the field committee of the board of Driftless United Athletics and just continually searching for land. So one day he was walking Sally, our dog, just blocks from our house and spotted the land for sale with a big house. And he came back and he said, did you see that land for sale? And I'm like, wait, you mean the one with the big house that we don't need? And he said, I think that'll be perfect. So we toured it just days later in April of 2020 and came up with a business plan in less than 2 weeks and found 13 investors to secure it. And then I separated out the house portion from the land, because they're really two different business models.
Yeah. So the house is not part of the overall park here then?
No, but it is adjacent to it. And eight investor families own that. And I created a 7-unit co-living lease arrangement. So it's a rental for 3 months to a year and beyond.
Oh, cool. Well, I guess that may be one reason why somebody would want to invest. But I mean, talk broadly about why someone would want to invest in the operation here.
Sure. So it's a different type of investment. It's not a land trust. It's not a co-op. It's a unique shared economy business model. So it's an LLC with 100 shares. Each share is worth $10,000. And the investors, it's a capital appreciation investment. So there are limited number of shares, which is also a benefit to not devalue your shares in the future. And an investor locally has different motivations than an investor that might live in Madison or Minneapolis or Chicago. So our local investors see it as a place to play and have a huge, you know, backyard, if you will, of 35 acres to enjoy every day, to walk their dogs, to play soccer, to sit in our outdoor living room with a friend, to, you know, sit on our hammocks and our rope swings. And then an investor from farther away, you know, Madison, we have Milwaukee and Chicago. They are investing, I think, to feel a connection to the land and to diversify their own personal investments. And it's a great place to visit. And then the future investors that come from farther away can also get first priority on camping and other amenities that we'll have.
Okay. So that would be a real advantage for those, say you're in Minneapolis or even in Milwaukee, where it's a bit of a drive. Mm-hmm. You can kind of plan a vacation and get a little one up on, I guess, on making your plans and dates.
Right. And think about how many people, you know, can't afford that second home or the land, you know, in northern Wisconsin, nor even if they could afford it, maybe they don't want to have the hassle of owning land by themselves. So this is a unique cooperative approach to own something together so we all have more.
Yeah, that's I'm involved in something like that in northern Wisconsin with 10 friends, 9 other friends, and we have a cabin and we have some land. And I know from experience, it's just been a great benefit to us. But and certainly not the same sort of arrangement that you have. But there, occasionally there's a down. I mean, you need to have things planned out and written down and rules and all that set up. I imagine there can be some downsides.
Oh, sure. It's not an easy investment to pull out your cash quickly, for example. We worked with the law firm Pines and Bach in Madison and to create a detailed operating agreement. You know, what is the exit strategy? What is the board structure, et cetera? So we've tried to think about most of the pitfalls or things that could go wrong, but mostly it's about being really transparent when an investor joins of what are the risks and can you live with that?
Yeah. Sonia Neuenhaus, our guest, lead developer, LLC president of Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments, or maybe you're already an investor. We would love to hear from you as well. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. I'm Larry Mailer, Lee Rayburn, our engineer today, Jill Nadeau, our producer. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. We're taking a look at an investor-owned community park. It's called Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community with our guest, Sonia Neuenhaus. And she'll be taking your questions and calls as we move along here. But I want to welcome back Keely Baltina. And she and I are here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, programs like this one. So I hope you'll support our program and all the programs on Wisconsin Public Radio. Your support, really the largest piece of the funding for the shows. And that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important. And how are we doing? Have we made any? I lost my screen, so I can't tell how many.
I got your numbers for you, Larry.
Good, good.
So we want 25. We've heard from 2 people.
All right.
If my math is correct, we're looking for 23 more people to join in.
All right. Well, thank you to those 2. And what about you? If you haven't given yet, give right now. Just go to WPR.org or you can phone 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
Yeah. If you've ever sat in your car to hear the end of something, you have experienced a driveway moment. I encounter them often with the Larry Mailer Show. Chances are you've had one recently.
So support your source for radio. It's so compelling that you don't want to miss a word. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Are you driving right now? Maybe be safe and pull over to make your gift.
Good call. Good call. You're going to hear this from me again, Larry. It is easy to support Wisconsin Public Radio. And really the easiest way is to become a sustainer. You make ongoing monthly gifts. Those come from your bank account or your credit or your debit card.
Some people give $10 a month. Many give $15 or $20. Just pick the amount that works for you and become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And then you can sit back and enjoy the ease and convenience of supporting the programs you value.
When you support WPR, you power the essential news and refreshing entertainment your entire community relies on. That's something to be proud of. Today only, show off that pride with a WPR t-shirt and mug, available now for $20 a month. This comfy light blue shirt and white ceramic mug feature a navy design that'll showcase your love of Wisconsin and WPR. It's only available for $20 a month today. Ask for your t-shirt and mug bundle now. Here's how.
That's right. Just give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Keeley Boltina. Listener support. Biggest source of funding for our programs, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. And your gift could be $10 a month, might even be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
All right. We have just more than an hour left in the Larry Mueller Show today. And now we're looking for 21 more people to join in. So we're making progress. Thank you so much for stepping up. And make your gift now to support the programs you enjoy and you rely on every day.
Our programs are listener powered, and that means your donation right now makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And you can join your friends and your neighbors. You're not alone in being someone who believes in the value of WPR and someone who believes in supporting it. I mean, it takes the support of more than 50,000 members to make Wisconsin Public Radio as good as it can be.
When you make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you'll be doing your part to make sure the news and information you need is here every day.
We're looking for 21 more people to support WPR programs during the Larry Mueller Show. And when we do that, we meet our goal. We keep telling you that WPR is listener powered because it is. That's why your gift is so important. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And today only, you can enjoy the 2022 WPR t-shirt and ceramic mug with your gift of $20 a month. That's $2 a month savings. So give right now, support your favorite programs. Ask for your WPR bundle. That t-shirt is the same color as my blue eyes. I love that t-shirt.
Did they choose the t-shirt because it matches your eyes,
Larry? I think they looked in my eyes and said, we need something that looks like Larry's eyes.
Well, if Larry Mueller is an inspiration to you, just like it is for the t-shirt, now is the time. I'll give you the website again, WPR.org, or you can give it 888-202-2552.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Thank you so much if you've given. If you haven't, do it right now. Thank you. Thank you so much. Sonia Neuenhaus with us today. It's always great to talk with her. She's into a whole variety of things, or has been over the course of her career, and we've talked about a lot of them with you. But right now, she's lead developer and LLC president of Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. It's an investor-owned community park. And you can join in with your questions. In fact, we're going to be going to Sandy and McFarland in just a second. But here's the number for you to call. It's 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us, the email address, ideas@WPR.org. Let's turn to Sandy in McFarland. Sandy, thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Oh. Hello?
Hi, Sandy. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a quick question for Sonia. So do you have to be a shareholder to access the park? It's,
so
you know, call the community park.
Yes, all are welcome right now. So we're still in the development phase. So, for example, the gravel road and the parking lots are not plowed, but you are welcome to park along the road adjacent to it on the way and hike in. We have cross-country ski trails. We have an outdoor living room with couches that's covered, so you can, even if it's raining or snowing, You can sit comfortably. And we just ask if you bring your dogs to bring a poop bag and, leave no litter behind, take only pictures. And we also don't have the porta potties yet, the portable bathrooms. So in the development stage, all are welcomed, and just be mindful that we don't have signage, et cetera. But you can go to the website at www.prairiewindpark.com, and you can find the address and how to get there and all the pictures.
Prairiewindpark.com.
Yes, it's a new website. So if you just type in Prairie Wind Park, you'll get another Prairie Wind Park, across the nation. There's many of them. But if you type in the actual address, then you will get to the website.
Sandy, thank you so much for calling. You said now while you're in the development stage, what's your development stage like anyway?
Yeah, I think it will take approximately 5 years to raise all the shares that we need to develop our vision. We have beautiful pictures on the Invest With Us section of the Prairie Wind Park website. But for example, we want to continue developing the soccer fields. They're almost ready. They just need a little bit more seeding and some landscaping. We would love to build a modern butterfly roof pavilion to host weddings and events, graduation parties, et cetera. We'll also have more what we call outdoor nooks. And so we have some really cozy nooks on the forest edge for basically outdoor play and hanging out. And
I saw that on the site. What the heck is now? What's a nook? I mean, describe me for me. Is it nestled into the woods? Is it
where? Imagine that the park is mostly a beautiful, expansive field, but it's bordered by trees on three sides of the park. So all along the hiking trail on the edge of the park, the border, we've created a few cozy nooks, which are just clearings in the wood edge. So they'll be camping sites, but right now we have two cozy nooks created. So you can have a fire, be on a rope swing or hammocks, picnic tables, etc.
Sonia Neuenhaus, our guest. Join in with your questions. Number to call 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us the email address ideas@wpr.org. So the projects, I'm thinking now, this is not going to be cheap to do all this. How are the projects financed by the members? How are the projects financed? Let's put it that way.
Sure. So I build it as they come. So every $10,000 investment that comes in, we're able to keep going on the development phase. So right now I'm looking for 35 shares to finish paying off all of the land and build the pavilion and the root cellar and the solar. Not yet the solar. That will be in the third round. But I have a whole development plan laid out.
Is the whole plan on your site? Or that's part of a discussion you'd have with the investor?
If the investor was interested, then I would share those details.
All right. Well, the land that the house is on, that's set up as a co-living area. So talk some more about that.
Sure. So there's a housing crisis in our nation, not just for Roqua, but many, many places, from big cities to small towns, tourist towns especially, have a shortage of housing. So especially affordable housing. So what I did is model a co-living lease after what I've read about, like in the Wall Street Journal and high rent districts, where basically a developer buys a large house and rents out each room, so each former bedroom as a unit. That's how I converted the house. So it still is a grand, beautiful 5,800 square foot home. But we added a few more bathrooms. We added another kitchen, and we created a lovely space with a music room, a reading room, a rec room, all those things.
Kind of reminds me of a B&B in a way, although the breakfast part of it wouldn't be a part of it. You'd be making your own breakfast, I guess. But that's sort of what it feels like when you talk about it.
Yeah, when you look at the pictures, you'll see it feels like an Airbnb, and you're, but it's for long-term stays, so it's a regular lease, you know, yearly leases.
And there are other types of co-op arrangements, are there not? I mean, you're an expert on those. Talk about some of the other types of arrangements as well.
Oh, well, there are co-op associations. So, for example, in Madison, there's an association where you can live in a co-op. At when I was in college in Michigan, at Michigan State, I lived in a co-op with 45 people, and it was wonderful. There were headaches, of course, but the benefits greatly outweighed the hassles. And there's also what's called co-housing, where people come together and live intentionally in, you know, smaller like condo units, and they share common spaces. And there's a few of these all over Wisconsin. I think it will be a growing, you know, it'll grow in popularity, I believe.
Yeah. A listener wondered how other people could set up something like this. I mean, I mean, you have so much experience that you were probably able to use your experience really to set this up. But what about?
Yeah, so a friend in Madison, Donna, she's setting up something, and she just asked, and I'm happy to share gratis, you know, our handbook, our lease, our application, and, you know, spend some time on the phone with somebody. I think this is a way of living that really provides an option for people to live in a beautiful way, but in a shared way.
So if I'm living in Viroqua, I might ask, well, what's in this for me, even though I'm not an investor?
Oh, you mean how could you join the park if you're just living in Viroqua?
Yeah, is this a taxable event? I mean, is it property taxes, our property taxes and that sort of thing? So I'm not losing out on something like that as far as our base?
Oh, I see. No, it's not a nonprofit. So, yes, we pay a lot of taxes. So I did need to raise the rent a little bit this year to cover those costs. And in the future, the taxes for the park will be paid for by events that we'll hold every year. And if for some reason those events don't happen, then all of the investor owners will put in their portion of the taxes, you know, maintenance fee to own this land together.
So and the investors so far, I mean, you buy one share. So you're part of 1 of 100 people.
We have 25 investor owners who own 28 shares. So
okay,
some,
so you could buy
some
more
people
than one.
Can own more than one. And it is land, and land tends to appreciate, not always, but I feel that it would be a good investment for people. It's a slow money investment, if you will. So
yeah, for sure. Somebody was wondering if there are co-ops that work for people who are, say, lower income brackets and, you know, couldn't afford.
It is significant, but it is open to the public. So it's not a land club. So we welcome people to come and enjoy the park. And we also have an option to buy in over 3 years with no interest. And we also have options just to donate. If somebody uses the park a lot but can't afford the full share, which is expensive. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, I think, what you get, but it's still unreachable for many people. Then there's ways to donate, you know, buy a picnic table, buy a hammock.
It sounds like there's hammocks all over the place out there. Or do you have plans for it?
We do. We have lots of plans for hanging ways to have cozy seating.
Sonia Duenhouse, our guest. We're talking with her about Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. And I look up, and who do I see but Keely Baltina, who is...
Hey, Larry.
It's good to see you again. She's here because our goal is to keep all the programs that you enjoy, especially, you know, here we are on a Wednesday. We're talking about outdoor kind of situation, environment. That's what we always talk about on Wednesdays. So maybe you're putting in a vote for our Wednesday shows, or maybe you're putting in a vote for all the programs. Anyway, your support makes it all happen, because listener support's our largest source of funding. So I hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a difference. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Larry, we have about 50 minutes left in the rest of this program, and we're looking for 18 more people to join in and show their support for Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift right now is so crucial, because when you give, you support programs like the Larry Mueller Show that you rely on every day.
And, of course, thanks if you've already given. It's very much appreciated. If you haven't, the time is... In my estimation, the time is right now, as a matter of fact. You can give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Right now is right, Larry, because I have this list that just keeps going on and on. If I don't do something and it takes me just a couple of minutes, it's gone, and I'm going to remember way too late. So I think your assessment of now... During the Larry Mueller Show, makes
good.
A lot of sense. Now is good. There you go. You know, we're listening to such interesting things here on the Larry Mueller Show, and we're finding people who are living this, who are creating things here in Wisconsin, as we talk about, you know, these community properties and how you might be able to experience Wisconsin's outdoors in a way that people haven't done before. These kinds of conversations, they're listener supported. So when you give at WPR.org, or 888-202-2552, you make these conversations possible. Choose an amount that works for you. Take just a couple of minutes and make your gift.
And it's cool that you get to decide how much to give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is even right for you.
It comes in little bits, but that might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment. Like, step back, think about how many times you've ordered a quick meal outside. I mean, it adds up really fast.
It does add up really fast. And I guess it's important that you decide right now what amount is right for you, and then make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Eve Robillard. I've been a sustaining member for a long, long, long time, at least 30 years. I grew up in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, and I can remember in 1955, I was in eighth grade, and there was a program from Wisconsin School of the Air that our teacher would nicely put on, and it was called Let's Write.
The recorded Wisconsin School of the Air feature Let's Write. Here's Marie Applegate.
Good morning, boys and girls. Today is Cat Day. Well, you might say today that cats are our purpose. You'll pardon the pun, won't you?
And I got to write a few poems or something. And I still do that once in a while today.
To make a difference in your community and beyond, visit WPR.org to get started now.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Keely Baltina. Your support during our winter drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift, it could be $10, $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Yeah, this is an opportunity here, because it's really easy to support WPR. And if you want to be an overachiever, there's a second step here. So first step, support the programs you love right now. Give at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Then step two, check with your employer about matching your gift.
Many employers will match their employees' gifts, even retired employees, to kind of mirror the good that they do in the community. So you can ask your HR department, or after you've made your gift, at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552. Just go ahead and check with your company on your website, at our website at WPR.org/match, because I think we have a list of all of those companies. So thank you for going that extra step for the programs you care about.
Absolutely. We are looking for you to join in. We give you number updates and keep you updated so that you understand where the momentum is and how we can meet our goals. Really, the most important piece is you are one person and you are the way that we get to those goals, one person at a time. WPR is listener supported. That's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
And today only, ask for your special thank you gift bundle. Get your WPR t-shirt. I call it Larry's WPR t-shirt myself. and the mug. The t-shirt's a blue color. It's got a sun, a kind of a rising sun, and there's a tree, a pine tree in it as well. It's really kind of a cool drawing or rendition. And tell you what, you get, and the mug's nice too, of course. Somebody told me they love that mug. Mm-hmm. You can get the shirt and the mug with a gift of $20 a month or more, which is a $2 a month savings. So ask for yours at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Karen in Madison let us know, I am already a sustaining member, but want to show my support for the Larry Mueller Show, and in particular, the wildlife programs hosted by Scott Craven and Jamie Knack and David Drake. Karen, so good to hear from you. Larry, these are some of your favorites, too.
Yeah, they are. And I've, you know, and they're on a regular basis. Jamie Knack and David Drake are on 1 month. Scott Craven is on the next month, but it's always pretty much 99.99% of the time, it's the first Wednesday of the month, whatever month we're in. And it's always a lot of fun. And tell you what, I think that's worth a gift. Your gift right now is so important. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and we're talking about an investor-owned community park in Viroqua on the show today. Sonia Neuenhaus is the lead developer and LLC president of Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. And I hope you'll join in as we move along today. What questions do you have about purchasing land as a group, maybe? What would you like to know about setting up a park like Prairie Wind? Questions about how it's run. Number to call is 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or you could email us, the email address, ideas@WPR.org. Ideas@WPR.org. Somebody was wondering, Sonia, about the rules. As we were talking about the co-living area, which is a home, you were describing it for us, and talked a bit about the advantages of it. But what kind of, how does the dynamics work a little? Talk about that a little bit more, and what kinds of rules and how are responsibilities sort of delegated?
Sure. So imagine if you, let's say your kids went off to college and you'd like to share your home, but you're a little bit nervous about that. I suggest having a very clear application process. So our application, in a way, weeds people out. It's a longer application that asks questions like, do you smoke? Do you have you lived in community before? Do you drink every day? So we also say what we suggest, maybe this isn't a good fit for you, after we identify a lot of items. So for example, some of our rules are no smoking, no drugs, a quiet hours between, 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then also everyone needs to do 2 hours of cleaning duties outside of their unit, in the common area, every week, and we have a very detailed list. It doesn't just say clean the living room. It might say, dust and fluff up pillows. It's very detailed. And it works really quite well. People have different standards, and there are some people that smoke that live in our house, but they smoke outside and they don't bring in their, smoky coats into the home. So it's tricky, but mostly it works if you're clear with expectations ahead of time.
Well, and you know, if I'm staying there, let's say, and I see if I saw a sign that said clean the room or clean the living room, I would much prefer to have somebody tell me, okay, to clean the living room, you must fluff up the pillows, do some, you know, and actually specifically tell me what I need to do. And then I can go about like a good little boy and do what I'm told to do. Mm-hmm. So I think that makes all kinds of sense.
We also have, you know, in the rent comes toilet paper and cleaning supplies, because you don't want to get in a squabble of who bought the, you know, last the last sponge or, you know, the last toilet paper. So that way it avoids conflict.
I wanted to swing to, because you mentioned that there's 20 acres, I think, for an organic garden. And I'm thinking about the gardens we have in Madison, the sort of the public gardens. This would not necessarily be, I don't know. Well, tell us about that organic garden plot area.
Sure. So the purpose of Prairie Wind Park is threefold: to provide outdoor recreation, organic agriculture, and public art. So we have about 20 acres of the 35 that we're transitioning to organic. Right now, that's in hay. But we do also have a market gardener that gardens 1 acre of our land, and she has bees. So that's exciting. And then in the future, I think we'll be able to have a community garden, so that the not each person gets their own plot, but rather we share in a community garden. And I think community gardens, like, you know, in Troy Gardens in Madison and Eagle Heights, are such a wonderful way for community members to be really connected, literally rooted in land, and make new friends and be outside and feel like they're part of nature and also producing something yummy.
So the organic garden area, that's probably going to be wind up being shareholders that are going to be using it. Is that right?
No, it would be open to other members in our public. So our park will be run by user groups. So there might be an orchard user group. They don't have to be investors. There might be a user group that's interested in building a bike pump track. So then they would have, you know, a simple lease, like how well, you know, are you maintaining your little area? And then whoever has a user group in this certain area of the park will need to make sure that it's accessible to all. So, for example, Bjorn, our friend and an investor, planted some heirloom apple trees that he grafted from around the area. And so those trees with other orchard trees, fruit trees, will become part of a user group that takes care of them and prunes them. And then that user group will get first dibs, you know, at the apples, but they need to make sure that everybody gets apples too.
So Marion would like to know how you can go about making the land organic. We mentioned that in passing. How do you know when you've actually reached that level? And how do you do it?
The certification process is well outlined. There's many different certifiers. It takes approximately 3 years. So, for example, our soccer fields will be certified organic. And in order to do so, you need to test the soil ahead. You need to see what soil amendments would meet the certification. So we put organic turkey manure pellets on the field, and we used GMO-free seed for our field. So it's just being intentional, and you have to keep all of your receipts for the future documentation and have record, you know, keeping for that. But we feel that's very important to protect the land for the future, not just for us today.
I didn't even know that you could organically certify a soccer field.
Well, I didn't know that either, Larry. And we luckily in Cashton have a supply, a feed mill, and they sell soil amendments. And because there's such an organic movement in Vernon County, they asked me, they said, oh, so are you going to certify your soccer field? And I just said yes, even though it had never occurred to me.
I love that. I imagine then you could certify a baseball field or anything else.
That's
great. And it is a long process, and it does, just to go along with what Marion was asking about, I mean, it's something you have to keep up on, too. I mean, you can't just say, okay, now I'm certified. Now I'm not going to worry about it after that.
Right. And so this is a good reminder if listeners are coming together to maybe start their own community garden, they should spell out their intentions of sustainability and the rules of engagement, you know, before you start digging in the soil. Because what one person might think is fine, like putting plastic down for some, you know, to cut the weeds, somebody else might not. So it's not that anything is good or bad. It's just to make sure that you're clear on your goals. So we have a sustainable guidelines for the park. So for example, when we built our outdoor living room, we didn't use any treated lumber. So there's, you know, different ways that you can move forward.
Sonia, I almost said Nienhaus.
That's okay.
I certainly wasn't confusing you with Jim Nienhaus.
Well, my father Hank's name, when he came over from Holland, it was Hank Nienhauser, and I'm not sure I'm even saying it right.
Oh my goodness! Well, is Sonia Nienhaus is our guest. To get that right, Lade Developer LLC, president of Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. And another person that we've been talking to during the drive here is Keely Baltina, and she's back to talk about our winter member drive. We're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs you enjoy, like this one, The Larry Mueller Show. So I hope you'll support the program. Support from people like you is the largest piece of funding for the shows you value, and that's why your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so, so, so important. Keely, are we making any progress here?
We are. We're picking up some momentum. We are looking for 13 more people to join in about the next half hour. That's totally doable, and each one of you makes a difference. These goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs that you enjoy, programs like this one. So make your donation now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I was thinking about the conversation we're having here with Sonia, and I'm thinking, gosh, on this Wednesday show, we dealt with so many outdoor and environmental topics, and this one certainly has an environmental bent to it as we visit about Prairie Wind Park. And I'm learning a lot. I had no idea there was a community investor-owned park in existence, and now I found out I didn't know there was... I didn't know that you could organically certify a soccer field either. I've learned that too. Ah, man, I learn a lot. I hope you do too. It's kind of a unique show, I think, and public radio is unique. We're listener supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a couple of minutes and make your gift.
Showcasing your Wisconsin pride is now easier. Today only, you can ask for your WPR t-shirt and mug bundle. And Larry, I do have an update. The ceramic mug is white. The t-shirt is blue. And our member drive team sent me a message and did confirm that the t-shirt is Larry Mueller's eyes blue. So I have confirmation right here for you. If you're trying to envision what this looks like, that's what it is. You can also go to WPR.org to see it. That 2022 t-shirt and mug, they share a design that celebrates sunny days spent outdoors in Wisconsin and highlights your favorite public radio station. So act now. This special offer is only available today. To get both of those with a gift of $20 a month or more, you can do that by giving at WPR.org or calling 888-202-2552.
At Wisconsin Public Radio, we ask you to decide how much to give. And no matter what you choose, you get 24 hours a day of news, talk, music, and entertainment in return. That's a great deal. Where do you wish you could get that kind of deal?
Just about anywhere. My education, a vacation, or anything really I could think about spending I wish I could choose to pay.
Oh, beer?
A great Italian meal.
During this pledge drive, we ask you to contribute as generously as you can. And, unlike with other things, you'll always be the one to decide how much to give.
That is exactly right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. In support of the programs you count on, your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps our programs going strong. And Keely, are we making any more progress?
We're getting there. We are looking for 13 more people in the next half an hour of the Larry Mueller Show. When you give, you fund the Larry Mueller Show, plus all of the other WPR programs you count on. So give now, WPR.org, 888-202-2552.
And today only, enjoy that WPR T-shirt and ceramic mug with your gift of $20 a month, $2 a month savings. You can give right now, support your favorite programs, and ask for your WPR bundle, we're calling it, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're going away for the news, but we'll be back, and Sonia Neuenhaus has more to say. So you stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller with Keely Boltino. Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here talking this hour, 90 minutes actually, with our guest, Sonia Neuenhaus, who is lead developer, LLC president of Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. She has over 20 years of land management, real estate, and shared community experience. And their investor-owned community park in Viroqua is... called Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community. So if you'd like to hear some more about that park and that community setting, I hope you'll join in. The number to call 800-642-1234, or you can email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. Sonia, maybe for just for those who tuned in late, maybe give us a quick summary of Prairie Wind, this community is, what is it, 35 acres? Give us a little rundown again.
Sure. Prairie Wind Park, that you can find at www.prairiewindpark.com, is a new 35-acre investor-owned park. So it's not a land trust. It's not a land co-op. It's a group of individuals and organizations owning together in commons 35 beautiful acres in the city limits of Viroqua. So we're in the development phase. We secured it in July of 2020 and are building out the soccer fields. We've built the road, the parking lot. We're looking for investors to continue the development phase, and everyone is welcome, whether you're an investor or not. Anyone can come.
And I really, just give me that site address again, because I went to it and clicked on it. It was really fascinating. I saw some cool art there, too.
Yeah, there's so many pictures to really describe the vision and where we're headed at the site, which is www.prairiewindpark.com. And sometimes I've spelled prairie wrong, so if you don't the site, you have to Google how you spell prairie.
Yeah, that A-I, P-R-A-I-R-I-E, I've screwed up on that one too. The art part of that, though, we didn't really get into that yet, mm-hmm. And I did want to touch on that because I was struck by some of the drawings of the park area, for example, that were kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so my goal is that we would have temporary nature art installations, as simple as putting snowballs together and playing with them in a crevice of a tree and taking some picture, or in the beautiful fall, with the leaves to make and pine cones to make an arrangement and enjoy just that temporary art. But I also hope that we can do nature art sculptures, maybe get a grant to have somebody come in and make like a huge living sort of twig creature that kids could walk in and out of. Or imagine a large, you know, eagle's nest that we could create like a tree house that people could come up and enjoy and put pillows in or something.
Well, I love that. I thought, you know, that's a really cool part of it. And the other thing, you know, you've mentioned it in passing and I did want to get to it, is the solar farm, I think you called it. And tell us about that. And are you planning, is that going to power everything or what?
Our hope is that the park becomes completely sustainable in such a way that it could become an off-grid venue, so that our pavilion will in the future be powered by a solar field. And we will also have a root cellar. So if we have an event, you can store your cheese and salami in the root cellar and not have it be, or your cake won't be melting away before your party. And so that would be a community root cellar, but mostly used for the events. And we would also have water cisterns above and below ground. So in Vernon County, there are many Amish families that live here. So we can learn from them how they store the water all year round and have their root cellars and have them help teach us how to build that here effectively.
Yeah, for me, I would not use a shovel. I think I'd be getting out there with some kind of a bigger operation.
Oh yes, we will definitely use modern implements, but use their knowledge and your knowledge from the past to move forward.
You know, I was thinking about this, and it struck me that, sorry, this is sort of along the same line here, that there's such interest in these small houses anymore. Oh. I could see, you know, an acreage that would be devoted to small houses with sort of the same kind of process. And maybe we talk about small houses to begin with. I mean, it's kind of fun to watch them on some of the television shows when they're building them and so forth. But what do you think of small houses? How would you define one and what do you think of them?
So the definition of a small house, maybe I'll start really small. A micro house or micro shelter is 150 square feet or less. A tiny home is usually 300 square feet or less. And a small home is usually defined as 1,000 square feet or less. So we, for example, live in a 970 square foot home with two children, three pets, and my husband and I. And we do have, though, like an extended porch where we have an extra, you know, 200 square feet of living space. But I think there is a great interest and need for much smaller housing, because that's where we can bring the rents down by having very small but beautiful places. So, for example, I was originally inspired by Lester Walker's book called Tiny, Tiny Houses, How to Get Away from It All. He wrote this book in the late 80s, and this was the first like coffee table book that I bought. But I love this book as a place for people to start and look, because all of his shelters that he outlines are 300 square feet or less, and they're from history. And then, so I think at Prairie Wind, Larry, right now it's not, there's no sewer or water. There's only a septic system for the main house. So it's not easily attainable to have a housing development there. But I do think in the future, if it isn't there, you know, years from now when water and sewer comes in elsewhere, we really need to think about how to build much, much smaller so we can bring the rents down. So in Prairie Wind, the units range from 120 square feet up to 450 square feet. So people are living their daily intimate life in a very small space, but then are sharing 3,000 square feet of common space.
So, I could see that working for, couldn't you see there are mobile home parks. Why couldn't there be a park that is owned by everybody tiny homes? Is that
exactly
the small homes?
I think, for example, we have a limited supply. We have a housing issue here in Viroqua. Maybe the city, if the city owned some land and created a land trust just for the land part, and this is done, for example, in Madison, then the city could like lease out, you have long-term leases, so somebody could put a tiny home on it and then have a common maybe shower and bath and maybe just a little shelter, you know, community room. It doesn't have to be a fancy common area. But I think that would be very effective.
Yeah, the big advantage is cost. I mean, although I suppose you could have a $300,000, there are probably $300,000 small houses out there.
Oh, sadly, the prices are going up because so many people are interested. If you build one yourself, a tiny house, you know, 300 square feet, you can build them just under $20,000. But they go up if you're purchasing one online, through a company. Like there's a company in Racine, I think it's maybe called Utopia Villa or something. You know, they go up to over $100,000, but it's really more like a home, even though it still is on a trailer on wheels.
Yeah, that kind of defeats the purpose. What I saw as a purpose for a small house. I was actually thinking about, as you were talking about houses and, you know, your house under 1,000 square feet, but you've got your spouse, the kids and dogs or pets.
Yep.
And get along just fine.
I think it actually builds more relation and community within your own family because you're just stuck together because our living room, dining room, and kitchen, where everybody does their homework and plays piano and violin and cooks and is watching a show, is all in the same spot. So, you know, that's not for everybody, but there's a lot of benefits to that, especially as children are growing and, involved in so many things. So just to be around close. But I think everybody needs that little away space. So I think having what I call a stuga behind our house. So basically like a four-season little porch, you know, just somewhere that you can get away, or if Adisu has friends over and
they got a place to go and play. Or be a part. I was thinking about it because I grew up in a home like that. And I have two brothers and a sister and mom and dad and the dog and the cat. And I remember it being a lot of fun and a good time. And I think you're right. I think it does build a sense of family, maybe closer ties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's also interesting now is even our things, not just coffees and drinks have become supersized, you know, the small is really a large from the past, but our household items are also ever expanding. You know, imagine the towels you had growing up, you know, hardly covered you. And now they're so plump and thick and big that it takes, you know, 2 days to dry on the laundry line. Or the wine glasses are huge now instead of just smaller, stackable glasses. Bit easier in your cupboard.
Well, I tell you what, give us one more time now the site where people can go learn more about the Prairie Wind Park and Prairie Wind Community.
Yeah, so all are welcome at prairiewindpark.com in Viroqua. And we're just walking distance from coffee shops and bookstores and knitting store, and we hope to see you there.
Prairie Wind park.com. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you did. There's no signage yet at the park on where the trails are, but it's quite obvious when you get there. There is a sign that enters the park. So there's a big sign that says Prairie Wind. But we don't yet, you know, we're in the development phase. So it's not all ready, but it's all welcome.
Sonia, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. Always fun to talk with Sonia Neuenhaus. She's always got some new project going, or often, I shouldn't say always, but often has, and they've always been successful, and they're always a lot of fun and well worth talking about. And it's always a joy for me to talk to Keely Boltina, too, because here she comes.
Hey, Larry.
Hi. She's back because you may not know this, but we are in a winter member drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener contributions are the largest source of funding for our shows. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, Larry, we've heard from 17 donors during this program so far. Thank you to everyone who gave. Our goal is to get another 25 people to show their support for Wisconsin Public Radio by 1 o'clock. This goal is set up to make sure that we're in a good position to pay for the Larry Mueller Show and all of the other programs we have here in the months to come.
So let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time, maybe starting with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
We have regular guests here on the Larry Mueller Show. Some are physical therapists like Jill Tyne Nissenbaum or Lori Tyne Brody, who help us with aches and pains. Earlier in the conversation, we mentioned Scott Craven about wildlife sightings. We've got the weather guys and consumer protection experts, people you know right here on the Larry Mueller Show.
And they cover topics that are part of your everyday life. You get advice, you get ideas, because you've come to trust and appreciate these gifts. I hope you'll support this program with your dollars. Easy to give. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Today only, you can enjoy the 2022 WPR t-shirt and ceramic mug with your donation. This light blue shirt and white mug show a simple but beautiful image of sunbeams over a Wisconsin landscape. And of course, you can't forget the name of your favorite public radio station. So display your sense of adventure in Wisconsin and with WPR with that special thank you gift bundle. That bundle is only available today. It starts with your gift of $20 a month or more. So donate now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, that ceramic mug, is that the same, very similar to the ceramic mug that we've given in the past?
My understanding is yes.
Because the reason I brought that up is because I have a good friend, and I was talking with her about the drive to come, and she said, you know, I got that ceramic mug that one time, and she said, it is my favorite mug of... And it's the main one that she uses. So it's not a cheap old kind of thing here. It's a nice usable mug, and of course you've got the blue t-shirt to go along with your white mug. You'll look pretty classy out there.
Very spiffy.
Yeah, your family will love it, And speaking of family, maybe you listen to WPR with your kids and enjoy how it sparks some conversations. Or maybe at dinner you might share something you heard earlier in the day.
Right. Public radio is a beginning to those quality conversations. You hear the conversations on the air and then you expand upon them with your family and friends. Your support right now keeps those conversations going. You can show that support by calling 888-202-2552 or donating at WPR.org.
And when you listen to WPR on your way to work, from work every day, some of it on the weekend, I listen quite a bit on the weekend as well. You know, you start adding that up. Pretty soon you got over 100 hours of listening a year. If you listen to this show every day, I'm on 5 days a week. That's about 250 shows a year. So that's 250 hours times a half an hour. How many of that's like 300 and hours? If you just listen to me, you'd be hearing over 300 hours. Let's put it that way.
So much time. So much time that you invest in these conversations, in these programs, in these relationships, in calling in. I mean, this is an incredible opportunity for Wisconsin. And if you've never given to WPR before, but you happen to be a daily listener of The Larry Mueller Show, it's time to make your gift. Maybe it's worth $10 or $20 a month for you, for those hundreds of hours of listening that makes WPR one of the best information and entertainment bargains you will find anywhere. Your gift, no matter the amount that you choose, it really does make a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
When we moved to Wisconsin in 1976, one of the special things about moving to Wisconsin, which I hadn't anticipated, was that Wisconsin Public Radio is such a terrific treasure for Wisconsin. We got hooked. So as far as I'm concerned, there's really only one radio station. If you asked me to find some other station, I don't think I could find it because I just listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Why would you go anywhere else?
Why would you indeed? Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution right now. Larry Mueller here with Keeley Baltina. Listener support, we keep saying it, it's the biggest source of funding for our programs, and that's why your support during our drive is so important. And the gift could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we know you're a busy person. That's why supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do with just a few minutes of your time. Doesn't take much work. We need to know your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Once in a while. It doesn't happen often, but once in a while, you actually get more than you pay for. WPR is definitely a place where that's true every day. Consider what it's worth to you. Maybe a gift of $2 a day is what you believe you can give to support the radio programs that you love.
Hard to buy much for $2 anymore. But,
yeah.
But at Wisconsin Public Radio, on the other hand, $2 a day makes a lot of news, talk, and music possible. That works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Yeah, absolutely. WPR, I mean, we ask that you make a contribution. We ask that you give an amount that's comfortable for you. Many people give $10 a month. Some give $100 a month or more.
They do indeed. And I tell you what, at WPR, you get to choose what you give. And it's a wonderful process that we've got here. And whatever amount that feels right for you, I hope you will contribute today. We're coming up to the end of our program now, but there's still time for you to make a contribution. Just go right now to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make that contribution. I want to, on behalf of Keeley, thank you so much for your contributions. If you haven't done it yet, please do it right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and thank you.